This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Football Association, Bahamas Building and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
Selector, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. My God, we reach. Breathe. Hold your chest. Exhale. It is a beautiful day. So happy to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, 96.9 FM radio. Warm and easy, Selector. It is a beautiful Friday. So good to be in your company. I wanted to kind of jam out with you today. It's sort of a laid-back thing. You know what we do. We try our hardest. We do. I mean, you got to give me, say, at least, you know, when I was going to 8 Mile Rock High School, the report card had like four sections, right? They give you your term grade. They give you an exam grade. They give you your conduct grade. And then they give you a grade for effort. My father never looked at the first two sections. Like, he never. He's like, all right. Whatever, it doesn't matter what you get. I just need to know how you act in terms of approaching this particular thing. He always looked at the conduct grade and the effort grade. Were you behaving in the class? Talk to me. And did you try? Y'all got to give me an A for effort. I try my hardest every Friday to kind of just chill, right? I try. But you know, these social issues don't stop. They bombard you and beat you. Like six demons in the night. It's too much. I can't take the thing. So what we can do is dive into that with the decency that we are done with and talk about how we move in the right direction. We're steering it up today, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to kind of put that out there on the table. So good to be in your company today. I want you guys to kind of lay back. The line's going to be open today. I got my good guy, Garth. He's going to be stepping in. You already stopped calling me from that show on Tuesday yet. Was it Monday or Tuesday? Monday? You have not stopped calling me as yet. Tuesday. I got a call. I told you at 1:30 in the morning. Garth, keep calling me. Called me nine times yesterday. How are these people calling me from all over the world? I have people in Atlanta. I have people here, there, and everywhere calling me about the show. We can give you some more of that. We're going to talk about some social issues, but I want to talk about something before he gets here. I want to touch something more specifically. And I thank you so much for being able to tune in. All the persons that continue to be able to support the show and sponsor the show, I thank you. I thank you. We are eternally and relentlessly appreciative for your contribution and even your consideration. I hear that we have some more persons, and even those persons who are considering coming back with us, for all those anchors that stayed with us for Small Business Thursday, all those persons who are out there, you still remain in our spirit, and we want to be able to give you a shout out. We want to be able to give a shout out to Platinum Pastries. We want to give a shout out to Devanya's. We want to be able to give a shout out to Bahama Bus and Truck. We want to give a shout out to all those persons, all those persons. Accretio, Community Hardware. Who else? Y'all text me. I know it's a bunch of y'all. But I want you to know that we are very grateful for that. And even while you're trying to be able to squeeze that thing back together and make it happen, we're here for you. The numbers you can call if you want to be able to participate in that, 8270111, 8270111. You can get Howard or shoot me a text. Don't fight me. Shoot me a text. I get here to a text that says, good afternoon, Howard. This was sent at 12:04. Obviously, we were listening to the news, but they say, good afternoon, Howard. Your guest yesterday may be quite knowledgeable about history, but he is very confused about Christianity and its origins. When he's ready, I have his cooler. What life? I have his cooler to debate him in an open forum about things he doesn't know. Send me your name. And this number is, I get your number. But send me your name so we could set this up in the spirit of decency in order to be able to have a good conversation, because we're always down for that. But I want to touch something. I opened up the papers today. And make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. And I see Rodney Munkin. Now, my wife called me this morning, right? I got my Help Me Howard line. I need a new line. If y'all out there just distribute phones and you want me to talk good, but you give Howard one phone. See, I talked to you yesterday about it. I tell you, I'm not afraid to ask you for these things. The only two things you could say, yes or no. That's it. I'm not afraid of these things. The fellas ask me, Howard, you know, the fellas say, the leader say he won Karl Kalma. I think you should step down. I said, why should I step down? I said, you'd ask me. I've already put myself out there. We're going to make some things happen. If I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. Yeah, but you can get beat bad. I said, I used to get beat as a child. I ain't dead. You think I used to get a little cut hip? Let's go, baby. This is what I said. So it's only yes or no. I'm going to put the thing on the table. Don't fight Howard. Talk to me. It's a Friday. We can have a good time. But I pick up the papers today. And I look in there. My wife calls me and she says, Howard, she don't call me Howard, right? She says, Garthy, come here and your jacket on today. Dead formal. It's Friday, sir. Calm down. She says, Howard, what you say? My phone breaking right up. I can't hear what you say. I got it live. I trying to drink my white chocolate thingam today. You know, I felt a little, it felt special today. Didn't get a haircut, but I feel good, right? So I had a white chocolate mocha thing, you know, the little frothy thing. Extra shot of espresso. I'm here reading my paper over in the People's Place. They don't sponsor nobody, so you don't call these people names. But you know what I'm talking about, the frothy place. You got it. Nice cups, beautiful environment, quiet. I'm trying to read my paper, and I got a thing on speaker. And she says, Rodney Munker. I said, what the hell are you saying to me? What happened? My heart dropped because I don't know what happened. Right? She said, I got to go. She dropped the phone. What? How you could call me and just say that? Anyway. And she texts me back. She said, oh, I thought you said something about Rodney Munker. Miss, you're confusing me. Just leave me alone today, right? So I get into the paper, and I read this in defense of Pastor Rex Major. Rodney Munker wrote a letter to the editor. Absolutely well-versed. I read the thing, and it didn't say anything but the woman damn, so you wouldn't even know it was him, right? Let's touch it. Just a little taste. I'm appalled at the manner and the nature of the response of the representative of the United Nations Committee for the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women to Rex Major's publicly expressed concerns about marital rape. There was no attempt to address the concerns or points of argument in Rex Major's remarks, and therefore there was no substantive advancement of the marital rape debate. Instead, personal attacks were made against Rex Major, suggesting that he is ignorant of the challenges of marriage, although he had been married for many years. The response in accusing him of ranting against women seemed to accuse him of actually hating women, although he has fathered a house full of daughters who are highly respected women of high repute in our society. The rant against him that he demonstrated not an iota of theological, pastoral, or humanist understanding is hard to accept. Given that he was trained in theology and has pastored and advised thousands of Bahamians over the many years of his distinguished career. Calling Rex Major a number of bad names, I felt like this was Rodney right here, calling Rex Major a number of bad names, attempting to sully his reviewed image, and trying to shout him down is downright disrespectful, irrational, and distracting. And it waters down the claim that marital rape is really and truly a serious issue that Bahamians should be discussing. On the other hand, calm, sober, respectful responses in this national debate on marital rape is what is needed. And in this regard, it seems that the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women should now begin an urgent and earnest effort to engage in fit and proper debate with a display of respect and emotional intelligence. That's Roddy Moncur. I thought it was great. I said, oh my God, Roddy, that's a good one. And then I go down and I read another one. Guys, make sure you pick up your paper. This is the editor, letter to the editors. And then it says, disregarding the sexual abuse suffered by Bahamian women. And this one's by Human Rights Bahamas. We write to express our deep concern and disappointment regarding the comments of Rex Major at the recent National Ecumenical Service where our national leaders were present. As an organization committed to upholding universal human rights and advocating for equality of all individual human rights, Bahamas finds Rex Major's expressed views on proposed criminalization of marital rape to be profoundly troubling. Rex Major asserts that women lie. This is heavy. Let me tell you why it's heavy for me. Because in the headline, the preamble that captures us and actually caused us to read it over the past few days that we read was that people lie. So this assertion that you inject in here was peculiar for me. This is Howard. Let's read. So it says, without acknowledging that men lie as well, he did say people lie, which should be the inclusion of all male and female, all genders. Should it be included in the people concept? Let's go. This is not only dismissive, but also perpetuates harmful stereotypes that undermine the experiences of countless survivors of abuse. His comments disregard the sad prevalence of sexual assaults against women in this society, which featured almost daily in our newspaper headlines. By insinuating without evidence that women are likely to make false accusation of rape, Reverend Major not only contributes to the victim blaming, but also diminishes the trauma suffered by survivors and courage it takes for them to come forward. It is critical to recognize that individuals who disclose incidents of rape or any form of sexual assault do not do so for amusement or personal gain. This is absolutely wild. I'm reading this. I said, this is wild. Let's read it again. I said, I had to read this piece three times. It is crucial to recognize that individuals who disclose incidents of rape or any form of sexual assault do not do so for amusement or personal gain. Absolutely wild. And we know this to be a falsehood. We know this to be embellishment into a story to be able to perpetuate a particular view, as opposed to understanding that we're dealing with human beings. And like Rex Major indicated, people lie. Let's just be very clear about this. Let's go. Their bravery in speaking out deserves our support, empathy, and fair legal framework that acknowledges their experiences. The proposed marital rape law aims to address the issue of consent within marriage and provide protection to individuals who many experience abuse within their context. And the steps towards recognizing that one should be coerced or forced into any sexual act against their will, regardless to their marital status. Furthermore, as Rex Major holds a position of influence within the community, I'm about to pull it together right now, we are disheartened by his failure to demonstrate care and empathy towards women, who make up more than half of our society. His comments not only undermine the struggles faced by survivors of abuse, but also perpetuate harmful attitudes that can further marginalize the silenced victims. As a religious leader, it is essential that he upholds the principles of compassion, justice, and equality, which are central to many faith traditions, including Christianity. Now, I just want to read something with you, because I want to stop right there. There's some more. Pick up the paper, read it. It's in the letter to the editor. There's some more, but I wanted to kind of stop right there, because it sent me on a path. It sent me on a path, and I don't know who were the specific persons, whether this is a collective contribution of those persons who are initially Rights Bahamas, but now Human Rights Bahamas. Talk to me, right? I went to look for a website to see whether or not Rights Bahamas has a website. They have a Facebook page, and it's you have to go swim through the Facebook page to identify the origin. Now, we know that this organization actually came to the forefront, which had a head at the time, which Louis Georges headed at the time. If you remember, talk to me, let's be very clear, which was actually propelled and came to the forefront in one way or another from attorney Fred Smith. If you remember this, talk to me. Now, I'm based upon the information that's coming to the forefront, Stephanie St. Fleur is at the helm of this particular organization. Let's be very clear. An organization that is not spilt out of the proverbial adolescent stage. An organization that has the collective views of persons who don't have the world experience to identify some of the ills, but have the sort of trauma and stories of persons who seek to come to the forefront and speak their truth. Let's be clear about what I'm saying. So I had to do some. I said, how Rights Bahamas just reach? No matter how big, it could be 8,000 of y'all. You just reach. And to diminish the character and quality of a man who've actually contributed to this society in such a manner, I think is ill-advised. And then I say, let me read up on Rex Major. I can do just a little piece of reading for you. Then we can go into the show. And which month was this? Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016, the Tribune put some information out there. Celebrations for Rex Major. Massive celebrations of five islands will be held to honor Pastor Dr. Reverend Rex Major, who has affected the lives of many people over the past 60 years in ministry. Churchill Taylor Knowles, chairman of the Rex Major and Association, announced on Monday that he planned a celebration which will be held in Abaco, Long Island, Grand Bahama, Eleuthera, and New Providence during the month of September and October. Pastor Eddie Victor of Living Water Assembly in Grand Bahama said that Pastor Major's ministry has touched many lives across different denominations. Again, somebody with this. Don't fight me. Watch me. Pastor Eddie Victor of Living Waters Assembly indicated that. He says, we are celebrating 60 years of ministry of an individual that has impacted two generations. And this is sufficient because he has achieved longevity in ministry and is still very vibrant, strong, and still preaching. Pastor Major, who has been compared to American televangelist Billy Graham, has preached the gospel throughout the Bahamas, the Caribbean, the U.S., and Canada. My point to you. Our zealous posture and position to be able to perpetuate our desires, what we are now being paid for, this position that we've taken on, that we are being compensated, this occupation and this seat. If you read this story all the way from August 23rd, that actually speaks to his contribution, 17 years old as a principal in Abaco, and came to know Jesus Christ at a very young age. He dedicated his entire life to service of a community that obviously don't necessarily love you back, that seeks to disregard you in due time and due season. His most recent position, we spoke about it the other day, let's start to talk about women could leave you for this same and this ecumenical service. When he started to talk about that, women can leave you for this, that, or the other. My only posture was, if the woman can leave, I'm not going to fight you. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have value in terms of what he contributes. Human Rights Muhammad seems to disregard that entirely. I think it's important, just like Rodney Munker indicate, for us to be able to have serious discourse and debate about our posture and position in identifying where we stand as it relates to sexual abuse, marital rape, and others. This issue of morality, there isn't a defined position socially. There's a social back and forth, and there is a contribution of religion and faith that says that it goes contrary to some things. I just want to be decent when I say to you, it is very important for us to understand the pillars of yesterday that helped shape the society, that many women who found themselves in a posture and a position after being able to engage a man such as Rex Major, who went back to their husbands, many husbands who took a different approach in being able to deal with their families and contribute as productive members of our society as a result of the relationship that they forged with Rex Major, sitting under his tutelage and preparing to be able to serve as fathers, as husbands, in the kingly capacity that they have, should not be dismissed because of your zealous desire to be able to say that he's wrong and we're right. There has to be a happy medium for social productivity and growth that we can all move in one direction. This discourse that seeks to be able to separate us and widen the gulf does nothing for us. I just want to be decent when I say that. And I can leave it right there. Let me take this commercial break and be right back after this. Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Turn your lights down low and pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining in. into our life again. Saying, ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seemed I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl, on time, on time.
Wow.
I want to give you some love.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company. It is a Friday. You could feel the vibes in the place. Talk to me. Warm and easy, Selecta. Beautiful Friday. So happy to be in your company. Always grateful. And I think find it necessary to be able to identify social issues that continue to be able to divide us, not necessarily unifying us, to find one objective. I'm grateful to be here in this seat. I want you guys to give me a call today. Be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. That's a toll-free call. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Live and in full effect. And it's sports blazer all on a whole Friday in the Bahamas. He is wilding out, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing a lot. But I'm really very, very grateful for him to be with me today. I see that we're going to get into a very formal conversation. I feel like, though, I feel like it's what we're going to do. None other than my very good friend, Garth Roseborough. Two times in 1 week, my brother. You were absolutely dynamic the other day. I don't know about you, my brother. Can you sleep? People still calling you saying, my God, you was great on the show the other day. My God. Bahamian people love politics. Talk to me, Garth. Say good afternoon to the Bahamian people.
I want to say another pleasant good afternoon to everyone, my fellow Bahamians and those listening internationally. I want to give a special shout out to our Royal Bahamas Police Force. They're quite active these days. A lot is going on. Chief Superintendent Chrislyn Skiffings, she's been quite busy, but she's a friend of mine. I want to continue to encourage her that she'll continue to be lifted up as well. And all of those who are civil servants of this country, who are bending over backward to make our country a better place, ensuring that it operates properly. The permanent secretaries doing an excellent job. And for those who are in private citizenry, continue doing your part to build our economy. And those who are not yet employed, we're going to pray that that day surely comes quickly, that you can be a very active part of the building of this nation. Good day, everyone. I'm Garth Roseborough, and I'm happy to be here.
Garth, I thank you so much for being here. Since you started those, you identify a few names. I thought it irresponsible of me if I didn't do this. I want to say a happy birthday to Nancy DeVoe. She's going to be 63 on the weekend. Nancy, how you doing, my dear? I hope you're well. She's going to be 63 on the weekend. She say, Howard, say a happy birthday to me. Say a shout out to me. Most definitely. I want to be able to say something also. I got to be decent. There are many a person that seeks to be able to create a space to identify. How do we pull people together? How are you sitting down speaking to thousands of people daily? Man, listen to me. I need a husband. This is what people telling me.
What?
This is what people telling me, God. Calling me on the 8th. Help me, Howard Line wasn't designed for this. Can I say this? I bring little levity to the place. But nonetheless, these are serious things. So I won't do this. If you are a male, handsome man, make sure you're handsome. Look at yourself and be honest. If you want to be able to be out there, I got a couple of women, older women, mature, beautiful women, that says to me, Howard, my husband has passed away, and I want to be able to find a connection. Yeah, they need that.
Well,
hit the 8270111 now. Hit up Howard Grant, and let's make these things. Match.com today. I just want to do that because you put some names out there. I wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah, but you also have a complication today. You opened up the show speaking to a particular issue, and I want you to believe very strongly that there are many eligible young men and older men who would have thought of engaging in such covenant arrangements, but with this new threat of a law about to be passed pertaining to the conversation you just had just a few minutes ago, many are now very afraid. I've spoken to a few of these single men. Many of them want to remain single. In my own life experience, I can only speak for myself. I've found that women are the ones that really want to secure the marriage. Men often find themselves being married either because they're head over heels over a lady.
Love.
Or because the woman has very well enticed them sufficiently enough for them to engage.
Cuckoo soup.
You know how to fix it.
Let's go.
I'm very honest. What I like with your show, it's like I said, let's be honest. We also have the men who go abroad. They go to Jamaica. They go to Cuba. They go to Dominican Republic to find their spouse.
Male and bride.
You know, and so there's something going on in our country. I don't know exactly what it really is. But it seems that the males and the females at this particular juncture of our history are having some form of miscommunication or misunderstanding. There's almost a fair factor now involved in relationships where if I marry you, am I marrying you for the money? Am I marrying you for the security? Am I marrying you for Jesus? Why would I really want to get married? What is in it for me? When a man marries a woman and a divorce takes place, the man says, I'm going to lose either half or more of my wealth factor. So why would I really want to do that unless she's willing to do a prenup? And so the conversation gets more and more complicated as we discuss this whole holy covenant of marriage. Is it still holy? Is it still something to be revered? Or is it something that we now have to be afraid of?
The sanctity of marriage for many socially has been extracted. There is a transactional, marriage is rather transactional now. You talked about this kind of a discourse. There should be reciprocity of either love or finances to get to whatever objective that you're looking for. That's what I've seen. I'm celebrating 20 years this year.
What?
Of marriage.
Wow.
We've been married 20 years this
year.
Wow. Right. Yeah. I say it sometimes also, especially on Rao Day. Wow. What the hell was I thinking? Right. No, but. I'm still here. I love the woman.
You look happy. I saw you the other day.
I love the woman.
In the truck and y'all.
I love the woman bad.
Y'all, man. No, y'all doing well.
7 days of the week, I may not like her, but two of them. But praise God, I love her for five. I love her for seven. I might not like her for two, because that's row. Sometimes you're row. And this, I don't think that's unhealthy. I don't. Personally, I don't think that. Okay, let me say this, and I let me just be decent with it. I have matured significantly, and my ability to debate has strengthened tremendously over the years, because I always have to have a counter for whenever row day come. And it has really solidified my capability in identifying and strengthening a view and viewpoint that I had. Now, that sounds weird to some people, but every single step in my faith walk has prepared me for the inevitability where God is sending me into the future. And this woman that I married 20 years ago, that I found on the airport going to Cuba. And I say I found her. Her father say, hey, take care of my daughter when she go over there. No, he say, take care of my daughter for me, right? And he kind of left it open. It was like an ellipsis. And 20 years later, I still taking care of his daughter. Loved the woman. But
you always talk about God, you see. And herein lies what I'm saying to you. This, when I talk about this holy ceremony, as it were, of marriage. I'm talking about people get married because of Jesus or because of God. That's one particular grouping of individuals. Then we have another grouping of individuals that have no God. It's not about God for them. Maybe it's about sex. Maybe it's about money.
Nobody should get married for sex. That makes no sense.
But, you know, you only have one life to live. You get married for whatever the hell you want to get married for, as long as it don't affect me. That's the way we're living now, right? Yeah. But here's what's also happening. The role models of marriage. You spoke about it, but Rex Major, who is a well-known accomplished minister in our society. But let's look at our examples of pastors who have done erroneous things in our society. And we know when they've stepped out of the boundaries of marriage. We've read the stories. We've heard it on social media. But we're also now looking recently, my phone rang off this morning, where you have certain members of parliament, according to one paper subscription, saying how one MP sleeping with the other MP, who used to sleep with this MP, and now this other one sleeping with the other one, and they go shopping and this. So when the young people see this type of confusion, and they say, now what the hell people get married for? Because these men, look at what they have. They have accomplished sufficient enough in their lives that they can be elected to Parliament, which is the Honorable House. And then it's now being suspicioned and alleged, I know you like the word alleged, that the man who got all this money, who's now an MP, who's now exposed to the world, who has a wife, who has children, also now got sweetheart. And so when we look at our role models in our society, let's talk about marriage again. And then the other thing, when you talk about marital rape, let's say the wife tells you no, she ain't giving you none. Then is that an excuse for a sweetheart? And then if you're talking about excuse of a sweetheart, then you're talking about the introduction of prostitution in our country. And I'm talking about legalized prostitution. Because what's really now happening is men and women in this country are now leaving the boundaries of this territory, going to other territories to practice prostitution, whether you want to believe that or not.
I won't say that.
And so our holy nation is under fire. Marriage is under attack. And you know that when marriage is under attack, the home is under attack. And when the home is under attack, the nation is under attack.
I want to say this to you. We can go deep today with this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to participate, the lines are open. You know what to do. We already spilled through the first hour. Let's be decent. I was significantly discouraged from getting married 20 years ago. Significantly.
Why?
I mean, because it's behemoth men. They just, some of them just slack and indecent. They want you to be able to sow your royal oats and go out there and do what you got to do, so forth and so on. This is a mindset that perpetuates many of our communities, right? I ain't my rock. And I sit in the barbershop. I can't even get a haircut without being called stupid at least 6 times. This is too much. I'm sitting in the barbershop trying to get a haircut and ain't my rock. You get married? Howard, you got to be stupid. Somebody else come in. Hey, what's up, guys? You know how we get married? He got to be stupid. Yeah, boy, you got to. This is the kind of relentless, barbaric.
I was trying not to laugh, but I can't hold it any longer. You got to be stupid. And they still calling you stupid.
Right now, 20 years, listen to me. These are men who walk in the shop.
Uh-huh.
They walk in the shop. They didn't been married 25 years, 30 years at that juncture.
Uh-huh.
Right? And as I seek to kind of jump into this thing, they are saying to me in the sanctity of the barbershop that belongs to men that I am stupid. Mm. They will never say this out this door. What is in the barbershop stays in the barbershop.
So until you just brought it out.
No, but
I understand.
Yeah,
so women are listening.
We call no names. So, you know, the character of the individuals are safe.
Mm.
So now let's do this. When I got married, I did so because of an example that I saw in my family life. My father, my grandfather, all my uncles, everyone in the compound, let's call it a compound. All my uncles, all my Grammy sister children, everybody married. I saw marriage as an essential part, unifying for love, stepping over the threshold.
Which was decent.
It's not just my family is decent people. They just vow. Mm-hmm. There's this, that, and all that. But this is a societal step that they have to do. I want to do that too. All my brothers married. We married. We got children. We love our wives. This is the example that we come from. Okay. So as I got married and made this particular step, I wrestled because we flesh and blood. And I had a desire to be able to go out there, especially with this relentless kind of, how would you try this? You ain't tried this yet, boy? Oh, my God. Make it sound like vanilla and all kind of different ice creams and so forth. And I was content with my pralines and cream. But they wouldn't say, have you ever tried Rocky Road? Well, if you get married, you know you only gonna have pralines and cream. This is a conversation we have, and I see you all laugh. Just pull it together. Pull it together. This is the PG-13 conversation on the radio. Let's be decent. As I got into it, I realized that the relationship that I had with my wife was essential for me, my growth, my expansion. For me, for Howard Grant, for me. That this woman was designed for me, that I found a helpmate for me. Me, I find one. And I said to myself, if there is anything that ever disturbed this relationship, be it death or indifference, I don't think I'm going to look for another one for me. This is me. Mm-hmm. But I need this now. Late night, one night, I jogging on the beach, late night. This is years ago, stop it, right? I'm jogging on the beach, right? This the sunset. But I take the time out to pray and jog the same time. So it's only me on the beach, Silver Sands Beach in Grand Bahama. If you're from Grand Bahama, you know what it is. Quiet beach, you could run out to the pier. It's only Howard on the beach. I got a slow, steady jog. This guy comes out there, stretches, and then he jogs past me. Boom, speed. And then he slowed down, but my pace, I keep going. So I pass him eventually because he stops. Then he, boom, speeds again. And I pass him again. This is about a 2.5 mile jog. Boom, he does it again 3 times. And then I stopped. I said, I look around. Who the hell is this guy in a race with? And then I come to this conclusion. Many of us are consumed with the external aspects of what's happening in other person's lives and not understanding that there is a call and a purpose on our own lives to run our own race. If marriage ain't for you, baby, I ain't fighting you, don't do it. But if you feel compelled and you are that much in love that you want to unify this bond and speak both prophetically in this realm and to another that this is a decision that you've made, that you found your good thing, that I encourage you to make that decision. But I ain't here to fight nobody. I ain't gonna do that. And this idea that we're having socially to say why you shouldn't get married or you should get married, should, I don't believe, Howard Grant, this is me. This is me, Howard Grant. If you are married, void of a relationship with divinity, let's do that. Let me be decent. But I mean Jesus Christ. I mean Howard Grant, me. If you are married and void of a relationship with divinity and don't understand your significant position in this ecosphere of this universal ecosphere of life, then you did it for the wrong reason. I just want to say that. You already start off wrong. No need to get married if you're still pursuing these things for yourself. That's just what I'm saying. I have a good conversation with y'all. I'm grateful for this. I can let you say 2 things. I see some lines on here. Guys, you're going to call back at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I see you pouring out your heart this morning.
I got to be honest with these people because this social conversation doesn't make any sense to me. I didn't get married for this. Howard Grant is handsome, though a little wide. Talk to me. Gals love me. Let's just be straight with this thing. I don't need to get married. Woman still is cut up at me and talk to me. I got to say, hey, stop it, girl. You know what's going on. I'm the whole married man out here. Talk to me. This society looking for nice, handsome fellas. You think I got to get married? But I want love. And I want to align myself with what I believe based upon my faith and conviction to get me to where God got me to be. That's it.
Well, Tina Turner said, what love got to do with it? You know, you seem to be a person that you are. Very much a lover. You know how to woo your wife. You look like you're still a flowers carrying type of guy.
I still squeeze and bite on the elbow and
that type of stuff. The average fella, he just want to bring a little bag of weed and some.
This is wild.
What you call that thing? And a rubber leaf.
You know, you call it rubber leaf?
I thought it was grubber leaf.
Grubber leaf? You're doing too much today.
Yeah, you know, that's what you got to bring the gals these days. So when you say get married, who can marry them? You know, every half hour they need another role, you know. It's not an easy time right now in our economy, much less when you have habits of such nature, which really want most men have, where they have traditional thoughts of what a wife should be. It used to be, you know, I want someone to wash the dishes. I want someone to mop the floor. I want someone to sweep and dust. And, you know, they wanted a, and I'll go on the side of the ladies today. They wanted a slave, you know, while the man sits outside and he play dominoes. The roles have now reversed where women say, hey, we want to play dominoes too. You want to go outside and smoke, I smoke in too. And so the new age marriage arrangement, you have to really ask yourself the question, what does God have to now do with it? Because it seems as if the God that we all served yesterday is in the God of today. Now, these people can tell you, what's wrong with smoking dope and serving God? I can't get into that conversation today. That Luciferians believe that the smoking of this herb is a form of meditation. I'm not going to beat you down for that either. All I'm simply saying is the dynamics of relationships today are so different. Someone said that the member of parliament, he's after a younger, more vibrant lady because the wife that he has dresses too old-fashioned.
God. Uh-huh. This is too heavy for Guardian Radio 96.9.
You know?
These allegations and speculations and salacious. But I'm telling you,
well, the thing about it is this, you know. Look at the relationship, though. People are saying, here you are already married. If you already married a woman and she likes to dress old-fashioned, who cares? And that's your wife. You married her when she was old-fashioned. Then she's just an old-fashioned woman. Appreciate that. But what people do is they get married, and then halfway through the relationship, what do? They switch. People change. For instance, when we first met, we were riding on the jitney together. Right? What ride on the jitney. That's how young people normally meet. They ride the jitney. And then the fellow may get one job over Paradise Island, Atlantis. He get a nice Honda Accord with some...
Is this
some
the course rim. Of relationships in Nassau?
This is the new trend. You know, you get a Honda Accord with some rims.
This is a lot.
Oh, let me switch that. The girl gets a job at Atlantis. And she buys a Honda Accord with some rims. He still ain't got no job. He's sitting
on the tree
smoking dope. But while she the work, he riding the car all day. Now, fun. While she the work... He picking up some other gals because now they believe that's his Honda Accord, but that ain't his car. That's her car. So by 5 o'clock, he got to go pick her up. All right, then. And then all of a sudden, the other gal will know what the other gal doing in your car.
This is too much.
Anyway, let's take a break.
We got to take a break because it sounds to me, Buju Banton said it well. It's not an easy road. We can talk like this, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Friday, warm and easy, Selector. We're trying our hardest to kind of do our thing. Sometimes you got to be able to pull the veil down. Let some transparency come out there. Hear the people are hard as we continue to be able to move into the future with passion and determination. Guys, The Foundation with Howard Grant. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
There's nothing like the one and only Whopper at Burger King Nassau. That quarter pound of savory flame-grilled beef made your way with juicy tomatoes, fresh lettuce, crunchy pickles, and white onions on a soft sesame seed bun is burger bliss. Add piping hot thick-cut french fries and a Pepsi, and you have the ultimate classic combo that's sure to satisfy. Don't just get a burger, get the classic Whopper combo, available all day, every day at Burger King
Nassau. Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Bride, here comes the bride. If you're old enough to do this to Minelli, you're old enough to marry she.
My son, don't try to run, cause I ain't gonna miss with this shotgun.
Ladies and gentlemen, live and in full effect, what we're doing our best today to kind of keep it light and keep it tight. It is a laid-back Friday right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant, 96.9 FM radio. So wonderful to be in your company today. We decided to tackle this sort of a conversation that's happening, the back and forth and the posture that persons are taking as it relates to marital rape and whether or not this is a serious discourse socially. I believe it lies within the confines of, for me, this is Howard, don't fight me and don't ascribe what I'm saying to be at the hilt, at the tip of everything, right? At the pinnacle, at the paramount of a social discourse. This is my convictions, right? And I'm not afraid to share it with you. Maybe you agree with it, maybe you don't. And if you don't, you know what to do. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up anywhere from the Family Violence toll-free call, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. This is Howard, right? I'm sitting here with my good friend, Garth Roseboro. Now, Garth, this is me. Let's just shoot straight. This is me. So I ain't fighting nobody, but this is him. I just don't believe that this sort of discourse as it relates to marriage and marital rape makes a lot of sense to me. And I feel like there is a generational separation and a mindset that's attached to the traditional mindset and a progressive mindset for the younger persons. For us, I don't see marital rape being separated from what rape is. I don't. I think rape is rape. Mm-hmm. And I believe that whatever her underlying motives are, whatever those particular motives to separate from you, a wife, I believe that if she's taking those significant steps to be able to identify an element, an anchor, to separate herself legally that binds her outside of irreconcilable differences, outside of this irreconcilable differences concept, if she's looking for something to anchor you to ensure that as she goes, because I watch women do this thing. We watch cheaters. They hire a detective to make sure your husband cheating and all these things. We see it all over these social media stuff. I don't understand this. for Howard Grant. I just don't understand this because I don't need to go through all that. If we just can make one very clear conversation, baby, I don't want you no more. I love you. It was good while it lasted. How much it cost? $4,000? Okay, I got two. Well, you ain't got no money? All right, I got the whole four. Let's get it done. That's how I feel.
And this is what I was reverting to earlier when I said to you that there's going to be a fair factor in relationships now, where if things don't work out, the lawyers are now standing to make a whole lot of money in terms of divorce proceedings. The real truth about it, let's hit it at the very genesis of what we call a relationship. I, as a man, I am 100% attracted to women. That's me.
Heterosexual. Okay,
so I'm talking about Garth Maynard Roseboro now. I'm not talking about no other male, because some other men, they got some other little stuff going on in their mind. That's not me. I love a beautiful woman. Now, what turns me off from a beautiful woman is a woman who is ignorant, stupid, and don't have no sense. The minute I know you attractively beautiful,
I feel like that's true, the same thing, sir.
Your brain ain't functioning. I have no more desire for you. But when you meet a very intelligent, beautiful woman, automatically, as a male, for those who still have their piano and organ working, you're going to feel some stimulation. The stimulation says to you, I am now curious. I need to get closer. Closer is going to be by way of a hi, hello, how are you? And for the Bahamian man who is very brash and, hey, boy, what's happening? It's now, my lady, how are you? Is all well. He's going to use his Christian language because he now wants to woo. We're pulling the ladies in. We're pulling them in. I'm having a bad day. What's the first thing the lady's going to tell you when she's having a bad day? You can't buy me no minutes, eh? You can't buy me no lunch, eh? So, listen, no, I'm just talking about relationships in the Bahamas.
Guardian Radio, GuardianRadio.com. Yeah. Please, go on there, look at Howard. My eyes are popped open. I can't even take the thing. It's a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot today.
You know, you could put some gas in my cube.
Hey, wait.
You know, you could pay my insurance premium. Could you pay my rent? You
this
could pay
is
my light
a
bill.
Lot
you can pay my
today.
Water. But let's say we're going to go through all.
This is the course of cutting up these days.
Of cutting up. Like, this is
it's
this,
too much.
This is what's happening.
Praise
but
God,
but I'm just showing you, eventually, you know, the more you give us, the more you have to add to the conversation, just a little bit more. You know, they won't go to Miami. They won't go to New York. They won't go to California. They want to travel. They're not taking you with them. But these are the things that you're going to now do for your woman to make sure she's happy. But let's say you go through all of that. And really and truly, the only thing the man is really very curious about is how, I'll be honest, when am I going to get some of this thing?
Whoa!
You know, he really won this thing.
Pepto-Bismol. You got it.
So, you know, you're working hard for this thing. And you say, well, guess what? Just like any minutes, just say, if I got to marry you to get some Manelli, well, then that's what I'm going to have to do. The old man got the shotgun. Well, then I'm going to have to do what I got to do. I already do what I had to do. Now she's pregnant. I got to correct the problem. Let me get married.
Sir,
now you're married.
You digress.
Let me ask you a question.
I digress for you.
What are you now expecting in your marriage as a man? You expect to have an abundance of vaginal pleasure. You want like a whole truckload. You want like an 18-wheeler. You want the cargo crews lying full.
But that ain't what you get married
with
for
your woman. But the woman is saying though is that the same man. I'm sure what I'm the same man who brought me the flowers, brought me the chocolates, gave me the phone card, gave me the minutes, the data, who paid the insurance, the car note, who paid the gas for the car, who gave me the trip to Miami, to California, and to New York. You need to keep doing those things, boss. And that ain't got nothing to do with the bedroom. Now that he goes out all day, you see all these beautiful women. You got some Cubans walking around here. You got some Dominicans walking around here. You got some Chinese walking around here. You got Americans walking around here. Fellas, see all these nice little things. And you say, well, you know what? I go home to go get my things because I love Jesus and I love my wife. I want something tonight. And you go home and she says to you, no, I got a headache. We had a headache yesterday. You had a headache all of last week. You still got a headache. What do you expect this man to do? Now, I am not excusing rape. Rape in its totality, it's wrong, 100% wrong. But what I'm saying to you is that at this particular juncture, miss, you better be looking forward to your divorce because in this new dispensation, where we're talking about marital rape, the only objective men will now have is to leave that marriage and just be free.
God, I've been married for 20 years. I got four children living. Four children living. I love the woman. Before we even got into this concept, you see, and this is why you got to get married for the right reasons. If you're getting married for sex, It's the wrong reason.
So could Howard Grant, being married 20 years, go another 20 years with not one night of sex?
Hold on. And still 20, love the same woman? What are you talking about?
That sex stops today.
Who costs 20 years?
It doesn't matter. The question is, can you go another 20 years without sex in your marriage?
I never went the first 20 years without it.
But
I'm saying
if it happens, because remember what I said to you earlier off the air? I said you can marry a man today and come home tomorrow and meet him in bed with another man. Then what you going to do? You understand? You could come home and meet the man in bed with another woman. What you going to do? You're going to go home as a woman and find out that the man Tings was waking yesterday, but guess what? It stopped waking today. Now for the next 20 years, this Tings ain't waking. Miss, what are you going to do? Things change. Life is dynamic. And so when the dynamics take place, that's very same principle that you just worked on, that will no longer apply after today. You
this
know why?
Anchor
because
that you
now
of.
Must adjust.
This anchor
Jesus ain't
you...
got nothing to do with that anchor either.
Hold on. This anchor that you speak of, that lies within flesh and carnality.
Flesh and carnality,
okay,
yes.
Okay, this is the anchor that you speak of.
Yes.
It's a superficial anchor.
Long time. Okay. From the day I saw you yes. and my organ jump and started to play the piano, I was superficial.
No.
What you mean, no?
No.
And what else did Jesus didn't call me to like that woman
let's
at first.
Let's do this. Let's be decent. The attractivity is essential.
How many women have you been attracted to in your
but
lifetime?
I don't have these numbers
just tell
in
me,
my head.
Tell me only one. Just tell me the wife.
I don't
only
have
the
these
wife.
Numbers in
so,
my
so
head.
So you had many. Right? But you were fortunate to find the
God,
one,
you're
right?
not going
to
call... I have to buy... You know Miss Kong Salad I got to buy for this conversation? You know Miss Kong Salad I got to buy for this conversation? Willie, I come in. I got to get an octopus salad ready, right? So I just want to be very clear about this, right? There is a period after my wife gives birth that, you know, I only could, you know, make sure that she's okay, make sure she's comfortable.
Yes.
I got to be able to give her a pedicure. I can't even kiss her. You understand? Because, you know, I'm thinking about things. So I got to calm down. I got to be able to do this. During some of those particular periods, I don't get deep in my wife.
No,
business,
I understand the biological process.
I'm simply saying to you that there was not, during a particular time, there wasn't the relations that I anticipated or desired.
Boy, you had no relations for the first 10 years of your life. Could you go another 10 years with none?
No, I wasn't thinking about it. I'm thinking about it now.
No, you have a new... I don't want to say demon, but you got a new...
You have a new
energy in your life. And I'm saying to you now...
See, I knew.
And guess what the Bible says? You know, so as it comes, so as it go. You know, the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. And one day, he will take away that from you. And then what is the wife going to do? Because you just told me there's a woman who's over 50... and looking for a husband because she may need some assistance. Now, most fellas after 50, they think saying waking. My waking, 200%, but
listen,
a lot of fellas, them on this Viagra and these listen, other little pill. So what I'm saying to you
may
is,
not have diesel.
When the husband stop waking, what are these women going
to
do?
Watch me. The gas station may not have diesel, but they got support for that. I see it. Talk to me. Amen? let me take this telephone call. Calling on the line with his life. Go ahead.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Dury, how are you doing?
What a sound, like a beautiful what voice.
It's good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yes.
Mr. Dury, your guest, I tip my hat, my fingers.
This Howard, Nuri yes. gone home. This Howard Grant.
Oh, Nuri, this is Howard.
This is
oh,
Howard, Nuri gone home.
Okay, yes. Miss, yes. sorry about that.
No,
sorry
no
about
problem,
that.
Go ahead.
But the gentleman, I mean, he is speaking. First of all, he I don't know if he realized, he's speaking the word. And plus... he is speaking reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard what you said, Mr. Grant, that rape is rape no matter what, but mm-hmm. I don't know if you would still take that position if you know that what you're saying contradicts what God says about it.
Okay,
I don't know
me.
If you would stick to that position.
Talk to me.
Okay, so I can't give my opinion. I got to go to the Word.
Let's go to the
right?
Word. Let's go to the Word.
Let's go to the Word. 1 Corinthians 7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to read from verse 3. Let the husband render unto his wife due uh-huh. benevolence, show uh-huh. love, uh-huh. and likewise also the wife unto the husband.
Uh-huh.
Verse 4. The wife hath no power
over her own body.
Over her own body.
Come
but
on,
the husband,
and
likewise
preaching.
Also the husband had no power over his own body. But
okay.
the wife,
uh-huh.
defraud ye not one another, except you both consent for a time
uh-huh.
that ye may not give yourselves.
Except what? Come on, Marie. Except?
Yeah.
Except what?
And that's the power of...
Except
you
both...
be with consent,
consent
for a time.
Right. Okay.
Okay, but then it says you both have to agree. It's not you don't want it
I
and the
agree
other
that
person
my wife...
It has to be a mutual consent.
Watch me.
It says we, you both. We, plural, not an individual person.
Amen.
And see what it says? Or otherwise, Satan will tempt you for your incontinency. You know what that incontinency means?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to the bathroom and you can't hold it and you really want pee and you want pee so bad you could pee up yourself, that you're putting a man in a position like that.
Mm.
Like what you mentioned about 10 years and your wife ain't.
Oh, God, say that.
That's not, I mean, how would be.
No, no.
Real.
God say that. God say that. My wife know better than that. I can't go 10 days. I just won't be back.
You just, yeah, but I mean, see, this is the real thing that is happening in our society. And you, I love your show, by the way. You have
a wonderful
show, and you have a wonderful personality.
I heard
Sparky talk about you the other day. It's true. You're very, very, very well-rounded, and you take a holistic approach to the whole program.
I'm well-rounded, no pun intended. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, but no, but this marital rape thing, this is a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that a man can only rape a woman.
Mm-hmm.
If he's rape is rape, that's true, but there's no such thing as a marital rape. Once there's a marriage and you relinquish your power to your husband, and likewise he relinquishes his power to you.
But can we say
nobody, this? I mean, how? Then you're wrong to be telling
Watch
a person
me.
No
Let
to
me
not
this.
Meet their needs and be neglecting them. You are now moving in error according to what God tells you to do.
Under the traditional umbrella of what we engage in our society, this Christian umbrella that we've identified and we run into in terms of marriage, there should be a training, a course or some discourse between your pastor, your reverend, and the couple that says, this is the course. This is what should happen within the confines of marriage. However, when we started this off, we started to talk about the modification or the evolution, quote unquote, evolution of love since this traditional times in this new era and dispensation. Marriage has become rather transactional.
Right.
And people get married on the beach. I was a whole wedding coordinator. I was a wedding coordinator. This is what I did. People get married on the beach. They don't want no Christian pastor. They bring their own Hindu. They bring their own people. This, and all these things happen in life.
Uh-huh.
If people don't carry your faith and never read the book you're reading from Corinthians right now, talk to me.
Uh-huh.
What do we say that is a human perspective that provides neutrality and a very clear ground zero of what is right and what is wrong?
Okay, so what I would say to that, see, we're this Bahamian nation, this Bahamas, preamble to our constitution says that we are a Christian nation, meaning most of our policies and rules and how we operate in this country, we are guided by the Bible. Most laws that are in the world today come out of the Bible. The Bible said a long time ago, thou shalt not kill. Today, if you do that, I mean, there are consequences according to the law. The law is guided by the Word of God. Now, people can have their different choices, practices, beliefs, et cetera, but you, well, I would say, stick to what you know. Keep the Word intact. Keep God's Word intact. You know, let's continue to follow that way. Because, like, where that verse said the marriage bed is undefiled. Do you know the meaning of defile?
Mm-hmm.
That the old archaic meaning for defile is called to rape or to assault a woman sexually. That's the Greek meaning. But look what God says in Hebrews 13. Said the marriage bed is undefiled.
Mm-hmm.
So if defile means rape, that means the marriage bed is unraped. There's no rape in the bed when there is a marriage.
I like this. You are a good, decent woman. God bless your soul. I appreciate your telephone call.
Beautiful voice.
Have a blessed day.
You're a good woman. I appreciate you. Undefiled.
But let me
marital bed is undefiled.
And guess what?
Now, you know, younger people who didn't understand the core of this kind of defile thing and trying to be able to get your woman to do some strange things, you need to stop it, right? The defile here means rape. Let's just be decent for this. Go ahead, Garth.
I want to throw a monkey wrench then, since I'm here on the air. And I hear the Bahamas always boasting of being a Christian nation and holding Christian principles. I know the very Bible that you speak of has the 66 books from Genesis to the book of Revelation. The father of the faithful, because, you know, we talk about Christians being faithful, you know, having faith in God and, you know, let our works be that of faith and our faith works, you know, works. So let's go to the father of the faithful who was married And whose wife said, you know, I don't know if I can make this child. She said, you better bring the third wheel in here and bring Hagar to have this child for us. So now we have a husband, a wife.
Hold on. Sorry, go.
But you may not have a story.
Abraham didn't make no suggestions like this, baby.
Who made a suggestion?
The initial suggestion was made by Sarah.
By the wife. That's what I'm saying to you.
She said that.
So I'm saying to you.
Abraham was content.
So listen to what I'm saying then. You still don't
got it. You say the father of the faithful.
No, I'm talking about the father of the faithful.
Okay, God, let's go.
I'm speaking of the father of the faithful. I'm speaking of him and his wife and in a conversation.
Well, if my wife let me suggest it in my... desire. Let's just be very clear about this.
But I'm trying to use that as a springboard to say to you.
First thing I can do what Adam say. Well, Jesus is the woman you give me.
Yeah, culturally.
She tell me.
But I know you love your wife, so we ain't questioning that today, right? But in Britain, we now have a king that used to be the prince, right? And the prince had a concubine too, right? He had a mistress, didn't he?
You wilding out right now.
No, I wilding out because the mistress is not a wife, right?
You're wilding out.
I'm just saying. And so in our country, we got many wives today who was formerly the mistress. Yes or no?
This is called a promotion.
The man who was Mr. Steve Harvey, wherever you Bohemian woman, wish was their husband.
Promotion.
His first wife.
Oh my
his
God.
First wife was set aside and for the mistress.
Say, promotion don't come from East or West.
Okay.
Promotion comes from God.
His first wife was set aside for the mistress to become the wife. And then the new wife was set aside for the next mistress. So Steve Harvey's third wife is actually the second mistress. And so in a society when the wife can now start telling the husband, no, she ain't giving him none, what do you expect is going to happen? Now, she's never going to suggest, since I don't want you wearing me out, go get another woman. Because what Bohemian women do, they keep you captive. They want you to serve God. You know, you always about the vileness and defiling my body and trying to break up my body. And God ain't pleased with you breaking up my body temple. And they keep the man captive. Now you got the man sitting in the bar room drinking Hennessy and drinking.
Stress out.
Stressed right out. You know the worst of them is? That one they call aristocrat. I never see devils come forth. Drink that aristocrat?
They call it rooster crash.
Oh, yes, sir. That got that fella so twisted up. He's so twisted up, my God. This woman will God give him. He ain't want no part of this woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't fight me. Today is a casual Friday. We're having a conversation and being able to put some scenarios out there. Take it light. Sometimes we take ourselves way too serious about these things. And I think all of us have our position on this. And I think it's very important that we can put it out there and have a very good conversation about this. I got to be as decent as possible when we say it. But listen, man, I live right here with y'all. I don't want you to pretend like I don't know what's going on. Let me take a next telephone call. Calling you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Brother Grant, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm your guest.
My good friend, how are you?
Okay. It's all is well. We must salute that lady a moment ago.
Yes, we must.
She is really on point, and her husband should be proud of her. She is a Proverbs 31:10 woman.
Virtuous.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies, and her heart of her husband. Reading now. Safely trust in her so that she shall have no need of spoil. Madam, I don't know who you are, but on behalf of all of the 100% alpha male man in this country, Bohemian man, Mr. Grant and the gentlemen in the studio, we salute you. And we want you to continue to educate some of your sisters.
I didn't even know I was in a union. I didn't know I was in a union of men. I appreciate you, sir. You put it there.
I consider you an alpha male man.
I appreciate it, sir. Yes, I am.
You often talk about your beautiful wife.
Yeah, but sweet thing. She's my sweet thing. Yeah.
And we salute you, and we want you to continue campaigning on behalf of the covenant of God.
Yes, sir.
Now, Brother Grant, we must understand this is an attack. Mm-hmm. And anyone who have a spiritual eye or connected spiritually, they know that this is a spiritual attack on the covenant of marriage and the covenant of God. This is clear. And you find persons who never been married, who never was attracted to a woman, I don't know why, have more to say,
my God,
on this issue than persons who married. And then we have to look at the witchcraft that is in this whole agenda. This is an agenda, and it's full of witchcraft. You know, some marriage was attracted or built on lust.
Oh, yeah.
Never know love.
Like what we see.
Economics.
Mm-hmm.
Never know love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Never know love. But let's remember.
Profound.
The great pastor Rex Major said, people lie. Even man lie.
Yes, 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 we do.
And God knows it. It is the truth.
Yes.
If you go to the Bible, Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph.
Right off the top.
My God.
And Joseph could have had an easy life.
Oh, God. Thank God Joseph had favor. Thank God God gave to favor was over Joseph.
Yes, yes.
The coat.
That woman lied on Joseph, and then you have these activists want to contradict what the Bible said. She lied.
Mm-hmm.
Then Delilah lied
mm-hmm.
to Samson.
Mm-hmm.
The Philistines come and dig out the man's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She lied. And what I am so disturbed about, some of Brother Grant's colleagues who are pastors are running from the issue of the enemy is trying to replace and attack the traditional family. Those big mega church in the U.S., they're not talking about this, but it's okay for two big bowmen to adopt children.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Two big bow women adopting children, and the child is born and raised in a ball of confusion.
Yes.
And indoctrinate. And nothing is wrong with that day. This group ain't saying nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you telling God? My brother, I am getting a little old now, but five beautiful grand. And I will tell this nation, anytime you think you and God and God is company and trying to change the principle of the covenant, go right ahead. You will see. Go right ahead. You feel like my parents used to tell me, if you think you manage enough to be man, turn your own key. This country is digressing from the principle of God, especially the traditional family structure.
My God.
We are in trouble.
Yes, sir.
And I hear somebody supposed to come here to visit us next month. They are so liberal and feminist. This feminist movement is serious in this country. And these effeminate men. Boy, Brother Grant.
He's a decent man. I appreciate your telephone
open
call,
up
my brother.
Eyes of this feminist movement.
No, I ain't participating in it. I appreciate you, my brother. You're a good, decent man.
Boy, this thing is real. This is real when you want to come against the covenant of God.
Yes, sir.
I am scared for the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. I know, and we're going to talk about this. He started to talk about the Vice President of the United States of America is going to be visiting us mm-hmm. next month
mm-hmm.
In preparation to have a conversation about global warming and so forth and so on. That is with our Prime Minister, right? So we're going to get into that, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to talk like this, man. This is a good conversation. I see your line, your telephone calls on the line. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
When you had this good thing, didn't know just what you had, don't let them have you with it, because you ain't no better. Gal don't even sweat out. Get a generator. Get a backup generator. Something on the side. Put right in your pocket. Something you can hide. When your mind them joking, tell them see you later. That's when you call out your backup generator.
Introducing Wendy's new chimichurri cheeseburger.
Chimichurri.
That's how you pronounce it. Let it roll off your tongue. Then get ready for some ridiculously good flavor. Fresh, herby, garlicky, green, chimichurri. It'll feel like a relaxing backyard get-together with friends on a Sunday.
Put in a burger.
Come meet Wendy's new chimichurri cheeseburger with our new Dave's Craft Lemonade. Wendy's different inside and out.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
The Road to 50 Jubilee celebration continues with the 50th On Bay Street Festival. Bahamian culture comes alive on Monday, May 29th from 2 p.m. until. Come out, bring the whole family to enjoy live music, food, drinks, cooking demos by local celebrity chefs, art, crafts, a kiddies corner, and so much more. It's Bahamian culture at its finest. The 50th On Bay Street Festival, this Whit Monday, May 29th. Bring the whole family. Admissions free.
Get ready, Bahamas. The Bahamas Football Association and the Ministry of Education proudly present Samuel P. Haven Jr. High School Soccer Nationals. May 19th to 27th, witness the best high school soccer action at the Roscoe ALDB Soccer Fields. Featuring top senior girls and boys teams from across our islands in the first national soccer championship in 3 years. Catch the R. Billy Paces, St. Andrews Hurricanes, Patrick J. Bethel, Mighty Mollis, and many more as they compete for the ultimate prize. Don't miss this exciting event. Bring your friends and family to cheer on and support our talented young athletes, the future of Bahamian soccer. More info at BahamasFA.net. See you there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
A belly full of gas, so I would walk by restaurants and stare through the glass. People mashing chicken, steak, fish and rice, but there was one man there who wouldn't take a bite. While he busy talking, he food getting cold, and he woman friend and mad cause it's soon time to go. So I tap on the glass and I point at my gut. He said, hey, what you want, boy? I say, can eat that thing or what?
You gonna eat that thing or what? You gonna eat that thing or what?
What? What are you doing today? 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. My producer is indecent in the highest form today. I am so happy to be with you on this laid-back Friday, having a conversation my way, right? The fella saying not my show. You can be my way. Well, this is the radio. This is my show. We can do it my way. Don't fight me today. Amen. Eh? We ain't in your pulpit. But we're going to have a good conversation today. And I like the kind of structure. I thank you guys for being able to participate. Let me throw the numbers out there one more time. A couple people text me. How are they trying to get into the show? But what the number is? 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text 242-422-4796. Toll-free number, if you're on your cell phone, please give me a call, 242-300-5720. Let me take a telephone call. I'm here with Garth Roseboro. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm good.
By the way, my name is Gene Vincent Dunlop Fountain, sometimes called Richie. Alias Sparky.
Okay. I just want to
know.
Now,
I have to say this. You know full well that majority of the time when I make my comments, there's a particular person that texts after me about Sparky this and Sparky that.
Okay.
I am man, big D, big man.
Mm-hmm.
I am not afraid to say my name, my voice, and my alias Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
The people that text you scared to show their voice and who they are. If they want to meet me face by face, they could beat me by the nearest club to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we could be man to man. I'll order him a drink.
Mm-hmm. Again, you like Guinness.
It's all over.
You like
man
Guinness.
To man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could come on the radio, and I'm not afraid of my voice and what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to preamble about us being a Christian nation, remember that's not in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the preamble.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice you always say it's your show.
Mm-hmm.
You see how long it takes for you and your guests to get your point across.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for me to get my point across if you only give me 30 seconds.
But Sparky, we're only getting back to the thing.
But okay, what I'm saying now.
Okay, go ahead.
I sat down with what you call a founding father in regards to the Christianity comment in our constitution, our preamble. Mm-hmm. Now, we also say in the Bahamas, a lot of people say, the Prince Hall Masonic license is a cult, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, that's what is being said.
That's what's being said. That's been being said from when I was a child.
Yeah.
The other day, they posted pictures all over the place that the Prime Minister was just promoted to a 32nd degree Prince Hall Mason.
Mm-hmm. Was it 32nd or 33?
32nd. Ain't no 33. I'm a 32nd myself.
Okay.
The Blind Prince of the Royal Secret.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what that is.
No, I need your business. Penland, I use a traveling mind. Go ahead.
Penland was a Masonic Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Dud Maynard, Clement Maynard, mm-hmm. majority of our founding fathers were Prince Hall Masons and Elks of the World.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a cult, remember your leaders were members of the cult. Now I asked, and A.D. Hanna was a devout Anglican. And he was a founding Mason. He was a 33rd degree Masonic Mason, Prince Hall. So am I, St. James on Madrid Camp Road. Now, I sat down with a founding father and I asked him about the Christianity, which you push. You push your agenda when it comes to Christianity. Remember, the founding father told me that during the 67 election, for Reverend Brown on Meeting Street told them if they didn't put Christianity in that, he would tell all the Baptists not to vote for them. So they had to put that in there to please Father Brown. You get where I'm coming from now?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Now, when you push Christianity, your belief with what you brought up under, what you was brainwashed under, remember, you brainwashed under King James, the first version of the Bible. Other people in the Bahamas don't necessarily have to be Christians. We are Bahamians, and we got a right to choose what religion we want. I also grew up as an Anglican.
I think it's unfair for you to say I push in anything, Sparky.
No, listen, every time you push Jesus as God.
But Sparky, I think it's unfair for you to say that I'm pushing that. You listen into a time slot that belongs.
No, but when you get into the religious conversation, Jesus as God.
No, I accept
there
what you're saying.
There are other religions that refer to Jesus as a prophet. There's a difference between being a God and being a prophet. When Moses was on the mountain, he didn't see the face of a man, a human man. He saw a burning bush, and he asked God, when I go down to the people, who should I say that I am? God said, I am that I am. Moses did not see a human being. When you and I was growing up, the books they showed us a picture of a white human being.
Sparky, but we wanted to talk about marital rape today. I want you to be able to deviate from this.
Marital rape also. See, you want to go and run from that. But anyway, marital rape on that topic, like everybody been telling you, women change. Yes, then, women change. Women lie. I was married. Now, you know, back in the day when you get married, you always get married to the ladies' church. I was an Anglican. My ex-wife was a Baptist. Now, when you finish after your wedding, you go to the man's church. When my child was born, I said, well, my child christened in the Baptist church. I want my child christened in St. George's church. No. She wanted her child christened in the Baptist church. I say, now you see, I'm the man of the house now. You got to come over to the Anglican faith. I am the man of the house. She wanted to stay the Baptist, no problem. The baby was baptized in the Baptist church. Couple years later, she wanted a divorce. I gave her the divorce. She was a Baptist. Her husband was a Seventh-day Adventist. Now, guess what all of them are? And my children.
Mm-hmm.
She is an Anglican now. The Seventh-day Adventist turned Anglican now. He is an Anglican now. And my children are Anglican now. You see how things change?
What?
Everything changed from the beginning. Women is lie.
But Sparky, out of this Rosebar, you know, I've met you by the big stick in Adelaide, right? Sparky, this Garth next door to Sam in Adelaide, right?
Yeah, hey, good buddy.
Yeah, man, listen, I'm going to ask you a question because you're a senior man. I always call you my big brother, right? At your age now, right, you find that women are more sexually active or they're looking for more affection at that age? And what about the men? Do the men dwindle or do the men stay strong?
We know the truth.
Tell me the truth.
The truth is, women are looking for relationships with benefits now. One time ago, when I was growing up, as most of the people I know, women used to like you for who you were. You walk to the movies together. If you have $10, you share that with the hot dog and popcorn and soda between you and the lady, and you walk back home.
So they,
nowadays,
they want
you
no
ain't
loving.
Got a car to pick the girl up. You ain't going nowhere.
So they ain't want no loving from us.
It ain't no loving. Loving could change. Loving that come now with the fella with the most money.
With the most money?
The most money.
So they willing, basically what you're telling me is that they're subtly prostituting themselves for money. That's what you're saying
to me. If you
only
get carried a bamboo shack and the fella could take over to Marietta's, Margaritaville, over Paradise Island.
You lose.
And pay $25 for a hamburger, but you only could pay $5 for a hamburger. She'd rather be over to Marietta. You know, she ain't going to be saving the money, you know. She want to tell her friends, child, he took me over to Margaritaville, over Paradise Island, where he was drinking beer. For $14. See, over here, I can drink the beer for $3. Women have become very materialistic. They like things.
Sparky, I got to let
like
you
know. Things.
I got a lot.
The women of the day, they like things.
I got a lot of telephone calls and a little bit of time,
yeah, but
Sparky.
They got basically all be saying the same. Women of the day like things. There are good women out there who like you because of your principles and everything. Because we know as men, we brought up Howard just like you. I wanted to get married and settle down. They tell me, well, you're too young. Play the field for a little while and then pick him later. I say, no, I want to settle down. I grew up in a house with a mother and a father and brothers and sisters. I want to get married, have my children build my house, have my little dog and my cat and my horse in the backyard. I stopped playing all the games. I used to play the football, the volleyball, the basketball, the swimming, everything. I used to be active.
To be a good, decent house husband.
Athlete, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I changed. I wanted to be married then. And then I found out marriage wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Wow.
Because people change. But now they want you for what you got.
Wow. Sparky, my appreciate
job,
telephone call.
My job as a man, go out there and wake my butt off, get my family in a nice home, the best one I get, and try to educate my kids to be better educated than I was and die doing that. Nowadays, they want to know what kind of house you're going to put me in first. I want a Lexus. I want to travel like you're telling them to say. Their girlfriend's going away shopping. You need to buy them a plane ticket, buy them a rented car, get them hotel rooms.
Sparky, this a lot. Sparky, this a lot. 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 It's too much. You put all the women in the country in one bucket. It's unfair. That is absolutely unfair. You can't throw all the women in one bucket, Sparky. I appreciate your contribution.
Yeah, man,
let me see if I can take a next telephone call because we got a little bit of time. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard.
Hey.
How are you doing? Boy, I'm glad to see how you enjoy yourself on your show. It's a real treat to hear you laugh. I love to hear you when you get a good laugh. But I wanted to tell you, after your conversation today with your comrade there, the appropriate song to play would be Big, Big Bamboo.
Oh, that's my song. Oh, that's my song.
So let me
that's
hear
Rose Barrow's song.
I played it for Robin, and Robin was the name of it. Not Robin. I keep calling her Robin. Before you.
But you know Poissy Slash when not a song to you, say take time to Noah.
Yeah, but that was big. Big Bamboo.
That's me.
That's me. The young settle even he had a song, the good music.
Big Big Bamboo.
What they could
bamboo.
Understand.
Yeah,
I
man,
could understand exactly what the man said.
I appreciate you calling, my brother.
So, I love to hear that after this show is over.
Big Bamboo, the producer have it lined up. Let me see if we can take the next one. We're gonna take a commercial break. We're going to take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. I see the lines are lit up. We're going to be right back after this.
With over 25 years in business, nothing says commitment to our people, culture, and service like Rev. And this year is no different. We will continue to elevate your home experience for you to create and share memories for years to come, while keeping you connected to the people and things you love most. Our pledge to provide quality service each year remains true. Rev is made for you.
Samantha's always on point. She doesn't miss a thing. When she signs up for any insurance policy, she reads all the fine print. She knows what's covered, what's not covered, and she's aware of her deductibles. When it comes to insurance, it pays to know your policy. Review every insurance policy so you know what you're covered for. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
Need a new appliance? Building a new home? Or renovating? Or just spring cleaning? Bundle and save. Or make it a combo with BWF pre-inventory, warehouse clearance, and tent sale. Friday, May 26th through Saturday, May 27th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Save big on appliance combo specials, houseware supplies, bedding, curtains and bathroom supplies, kitchen and outdoor, cooking supplies, barbecue grills, selected welding and hardware supplies, generators and pressure washers, automotive supplies and accessories, and a whole lot more. Don't miss it. BWF, we're more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street. Call 394-0004-6. Check us out on Facebook. We also ship to the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm on a big, big bamboo. Oh, yeah. I'm worth a lot from a Yankee dollar. Now I asked this woman, what can I do to make her happy and please her too? She said, there's one thing that I like from you, a little piece of your big bamboo. Big, big bamboo. Oh, yeah.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company live and in full effect. We got a piece of time. A third person trying to be able to get in there. I don't want to be unfair to you and say I'm going to give you 30 seconds, so forth and so on. But I got a tremendous amount of text that I want to kind of get out of there before we make anything happen. So let me see if I can read a few of these along the lines of the conversation that we were having today. So marriage is only something to be afraid of if you go into it expecting everything to be easy or for the wrong reasons. We can't be getting married because it seems like something fun to experience or something like that, right? So it says, Howard, that's a let the wise man speak. They're talking about you, Garth, right? So they says, ask the pastor if they have ever proceeded over a marriage ceremony of a divorced person. Then ask them if it is biblical. Guys, y'all, let's get into some deep conversation.
It's a good conversation.
Yeah, y'all, let's get into some deep conversation because we could even go further.
That's some show bishops, in and of itself.
Some bishops supposed to be the husband.
Of one wife.
Of one wife.
Mm-hmm.
This is heavy stuff. If we are going to be able to follow the thing to the letter, then we should. And the only way that you are divorced from your wife is if death do you part, right? And so this person's texting, they says then I'm asked them if that's biblical. Also, we need to be able to be divorced easier and enable prenups. So can a wife steal and be charged from his husband and vice versa? The text, that person just going to contribute to the conversation. Good day, Howard. In regard to marital rape, simply put, men are seen as indentured servants when we ought to be kings over our land, small or large, right? And you can read a piece of your text, right? So it says, but Howard, what about the actual abusive husbands and abusive relationships who, one, physically abuse their wives, which, two, can turn into sexual abuse, i.e. rape? There are real situations where women are living under the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always a cause of a woman simply continuously denying her husband, sex. We have to be realistic here. Some men are actually abusive. I agree with this texter 100%.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
100%. This is apparently, if a female caller presents that mentality of Bahamian women, then I see why we have a rape culture. Apparently, she thinks a husband can do anything, anytime to his husband and to his wife, and it can never be considered rape. Wow. That's a text that's coming through. It says, hi, Howard. A lot of people around the world that do not live here in the Bahamas would call Bahamians archaic, crazy, and superstitious. Why are you guys debating and arguing about the biblical times and referencing the Bible? Right? It says, why the confusion? Is God a God of confusion? The Bible is the only book that is based on interpretation. I have never met a true Christian. This is what the text says. It says all this God talk is hypocritical. You guys saying these godly things that do not reflect, it is rhetorical. It says that ignorance is bliss to many people. Listen to your last caller, Amos. He is lost, big caps. It says everything he boasts about only exists in his mind. There's a text that's coming through, right? So it says the prime minister is the 33rd degree, Prince Hall Mason. No question about that. That's what I thought also, right? It says, what kind of music is that you're playing to the good Guardian radio? You have no behavior. I about to call Urker for you. LOL. Great show, Howard. Say, hail God for me. This is old high school mate. There's a text is coming through. It says, women like us, for who we are. Everybody's in here. It says, Sparky like my sister, growing old and lonely. This is a lot, right? It says, good afternoon, Howard. This is the last text I can read. It says, good afternoon, Howard. Good day. I am very disappointed by the conversation of today regarding rape. This misuse of scripture is very unfortunate. Please evaluate the conversation. Rape is rape. That's been my position. And
You said that clearly at the beginning of the show.
This is my position. Rape is rape.
When you have a situation that happens under duress, it's uncalled for. I would just say, Howard, And on a very serious note, I know this is a laid-back Friday, people keep in mind, marriage is very easy to enter into. Very easy. It can happen in a split moment. You say, I do, and it's over. Once you are married, look at how difficult it is and how complex it is to get divorced. Everyone wants to come to your wedding. Nobody shows up for your divorce. Your marriage is maybe least expensive, but divorce always costs you something more. When you're considering a partnership with an individual, you have to seriously do your due diligence, find out what is the core reason why that you want to have this unison to take place. The truth is this, though. When you enter into this arrangement, the difficulty is that no two persons are alike. The other thing you have to look at is that no two people come into a relationship with the same end game in mind. You cannot read minds. You're there with the person, you see what you like, you're hearing what you like, you're thinking what you like, but at the end of the day, the reason why people seem to change is not that they have changed, but they've always been that person and pretended to be that person, and now you've met the real person. And now you're going to meet your real fate.
Did we talk about the seed of arrogance that exists within your DNA?
Yes, we did.
Okay, talk to me. Ladies and gentlemen, live and in full effect. It's a great day. So happy to be in your company today. I want you guys to take your time. Take it easy. Lick your sweet thing in the can in the face. Hold a hand. You ain't hold a hand for a long time. You say it used to get sweaty. Stop it. Hold a hand. Cut up with her. Have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourselves and revive. And for many of you who have not been able to get that proverbial slice that we're talking about, just talk to me. Make sure that you create an atmosphere that you could have a thoroughly enjoyable weekend this weekend.
Turn,
right?
turn off the light. Hey, turn off the lights. And light a candle.
Talk to me! Let's get these things going in this country. Guys, it's been a great time, man. I'm going to see you on Tuesday. Monday's a holiday.
So I heard.
Monday's a holiday. Tuesday, next week, God's Spirit, we're going to get it down deep into the thing right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great time. And ensure that you do so responsibly. Talk to me.
Safely.
Talk to me. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself, guys. Stick and stay for Z Live with Shivago Lang right after this. Have a beautiful weekend, guys.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.